وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters and dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the Commander of the Faithful, and we are looking at the letter written by the Commander of the Faithful himself to his Commander Malik al-Ashtar, which contains the pinnacle and the peak of a human rights that anyone should seek. Amongst the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen commands and tells his commander to do is when it comes to trades and industries, which is an extremely vital part of any system or any government, because this is something that me and you require for our survival. So he says to him, you are advised to treat well businessmen and artisans and direct others to do likewise. A very short line from Amir al-Mu'mineen, but yet very powerful. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, in this line, he's saying, you're going to have, or you already have businessmen and artists, but what you need to do is take care of them, treat them well, and direct others to do the same. Which means you need to encourage people to become entrepreneurs. You need to encourage people to become businessmen. You need to encourage people to become tradesmen. Meaning, provide means of jobs for people. That is a job of the state. Now, wouldn't be that wonderful if every state that we have in this world and every system and every country tried to apply that simple line of Amir al-Mu'mineen, where they try to provide work and create business opportunities for people so these communities couldn't thrive, so we could eliminate poverty, so we could eliminate ignorance, so we can eliminate all these evil acts that happens. People only commit crimes because of ignorance or because of need. Now, if the businesses are opened and opportunities are available, then this should not happen. So even from that aspect, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, it is the right of people that the state should provide them the means. Now, in a lot of countries, in order for you, sometimes you do have an opportunity to start a business. You do have a plan in mind. You know what to do, okay? And you thought of something that will give you profits. But then trying to put it into practice is where the problem comes into play. You try to get a license, and the government makes it hell for you to get a license or to get a card. You try to get a permit, and the government makes it extremely hard for you to get a permit. You want to import or transport, and they will make it extremely hard for you to bring anything into the country or take anything out of the country. They make it so hard for the common people to do businesses and trades. And why is that? Is it because they don't want you to? Or is it because they don't have the capacity? Or where the problem is? The problem is simple. They have their own businessmen who gives them revenue, so they have agreed with them that only them and them alone will be doing the trades, and they will make it hard for anyone to become competitors with them. So the government is winning, those businessmen who work with them are winning, and the rest of the people, me and you, are suffering. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So Amir al-Mu'mineen advises his commander Malik to take care and treat well businessmen and create business opportunities for the common people. When he talks about artists, and he says some of those artists live in towns, and some move from one place to another, and also businessmen and trades, they do the same thing, with their ware and tools, and earn their living by manual labor. Now, when we say an artist, we don't mean a painter or a person who draws. No, an artist is a musician, is an artist. A carpenter is an artist. A blacksmith is an artist. So these guys create art in many forms throughout their labor. Some of those people, they move from one city to another looking for job opportunities to create their art. For example, even sculpturing. You know, especially back in the day when it comes to houses and creating designs and all these marvels when it comes to, in terms of statues and in terms of creating all this artwork on the walls. It was a thriving business back in the day. So those artists, they move from one place to another with their labor. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he says to Malik, those people need to be taken into consideration, they need to be treated well, and people need to be also pushed to go towards that direction, which means we are trying to eliminate unemployment as much as we can. Because one of the things that the countries are suffering from today is the high rate of unemployment. And we have a high rate of unemployment is because the government are not creating, and the governments, I should say, are not creating enough job opportunities or business opportunities for people to work. If we open job opportunities for people and create, for example, centers for them to learn the arts, those people themselves, once they become employed and they create a business, they will hire many people, and so on and so forth. So that will actually help the nation thrive rather than go backwards. So the Imam says to him, they are those people, businessmen or artists, are the real source of profit to the state and provider of consumer goods. At the end of the day, those businessmen or artists are those who create, create art for us in different forms that we need. And even, let's say, IKEA, for example, is also a form of art when it comes to the furniture. At the end of the day, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, they not only benefit the state by giving them taxes, but also they provide consumer goods that I and you, at the end of the day, I'm going to need a house, I'm going to need a furniture, I'm going to need a car, I'm going to need utensils, I'm going to need, kitchenware, I'm going to need a lot of things. And these things requires people who sits and design, people who create, people who make, people who manufacture. So they are all required. In this way, poverty gets eliminated. Justice is applied. Society thrives. Human rights, as we can see it, will be protected and people will live a happy life just by looking at one side of the coin. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله